Can you take us to through the creation process of When Is Enough Enough? It's one of those songs that you listen to and you know that there's like there's no BS, there's no nonsense. Like this is somebody's heart. Like it feels like you're almost bleeding a little bit in the song. Like you're putting something out there that not a lot of people put out. Can you just tell us, you know, how the song was written, if there was any inspiration behind it?
Sure. Yeah. Well, I mean, there's always inspiration behind any of the tunes. I mean, when I was in Nashville doing the Music Row thing, I still live in Nashville, but when I was doing that Music Row thing, you know, that was the only time in my life where I might have been, you know, sitting in a room with somebody talking about the demographic and, well, let's write a song because, you know, people will listen to this. Like, and I only did that for about 3 seconds before I hated myself. So, for all my material, I mean, it's all coming from honest experiences and real places and situations. And it's funny that you said bleed, you know, because as one of my fellow musicians, one of the background singers on my record, her name's Becca Bramlett, and her parents were Delaney and Bonnie, and she's done everything. She's in her 40s, I guess, but saying, you know, replace Stevie Nicks and see what Mac when she left, some of Elton John and Joe Cocker and everybody, and brilliant singer, one of my favorite singers, and she's got just about more soul than anybody, and we always talk to each other about, you know, promoting that, you know, let's get on stage and bleed together, you know.
That's great.
Yeah, and that is what it is. I mean, you're hitting the nail on the head. It's, you know, that When Is Enough obviously is about being in a space of brokenness, you know, and everybody gets there, I would assume, at some point where you're run down, you don't feel like you have much left to give, and, you know, you're just trying to find a light at the end of the tunnel, you know, and that song is a little bit, you know, it's almost knowing that the light's there, but not necessarily being able to see it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of being in the brokenness of that and you know, just kind of being at your rope's end a little bit. It is, it's a broken place, and it's a song that's kind of from a space of suffering. And, you know, a lot of times I'll write about actual relationship setting situations that are actually about relationships, and then sometimes the perspective maybe a relationship, but I'm actually more so actually coming from a couple of different perspectives or different perspectives of myself, you know, different angles. Mm-hmm. But I'll put it into more of a relationship setting. But, you know, so that has to do with an actual, you know, relationship that I was going through at the time. And then also, I was right in the middle. It's kind of like my entire life was all coming to this same space of being just completely worn out. I'd left the mainstream world of music and doing that, and so along with making that choice to get back to what matters to me, you know, I got rid of all my stuff and sold everything and was living off of pennies, you know, for years and years, and living in an RV where, you know, in the winters in Nashville, you know, I was waking up and my contact solution was frozen solid because it was so damn cold in there, you know, like, for summers in the thing where, you know, it's 115 degrees outside and you're, you know, sleeping in your sweat, and, you know, struggling, man, you know.
Yeah.
Like, my story is one of it's been a journey, you know, and at the end of the day, you know, it doesn't necessarily allude to it in that song very much, but, you know, all of the hard work that the stuff takes and all of the process and all the struggle I feel like I've gone through, or any artist goes through, you know, it's only a growing process. It's developmental in your art as well, you know, it takes you to a new space. And, you know, I think part of why I mean what I'm saying is because I've actually lived it, and I've been in those situations, and, you know, every night I went to sleep, you know, incredibly hot in the summertime, or freezing my ass off in the wintertime. You know, every single time any of that struggle was going on, it was kind of a signal going up for me, going, is this worth it? Is this worth it? You know, and it always was. Always, it was always worth every bit of it for me to keep pushing forward and to get where I am now, where, you know, I've actually made this first record and I'm out there traveling around and sharing it with people. So, you know, When Is Enough is a big struggle song. And yeah, it's heart cut wide open and bleeding. And, that's all from that time, you know, that time of working it out, you know, getting back to what matters. Anything worth doing takes time, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's what it is.